Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Ramadan came, and just like the wind, Ramadan has passed by. A fast, like a fast gust of wind, a fast breeze, Ramadan has departed and is separate from us now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His blessings and His grace and with His special favor to us, He allowed us to perform very good deeds. And the reality is, the truth is, that not just good deeds did Allah allow us to do, rather Allah allowed us to do these with energy and courage and determination. Now the man thinks to himself, how did I do all of this? How difficult it was for me to do. How did I stay up in the night? How did I read so many nawafil salah? And those deeds we did with ease. And now we say, oh, I can't do it. There's no time. How can I practice these actions? We try it. And insans, the human beings, thinking and focus changes. So this was Allah's immense fadl and karam, that He gave us the tawfiq to implement those actions, that it wasn't within our capabilities or our power or abilities. Now the situation is such, those amal that we performed, those deeds that we carried out, the result was one. Allah Ta'ala made us do those actions, and the result was this, that may Allah Ta'ala, with regards to our ibadat, our worship, our trying, our efforts, may Allah Ta'ala accept our deeds and may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us. That was the objective of what we were doing. Doesn't matter how many tahajjud we pray. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept, then they are dust. Soil. Doesn't matter how many Qur'ans, khatams you do, etc. Give sadaqat and charity. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept and He's not happy, then for example we say in the world someone, he grabs something and throws it back in the face. So we don't want that scenario. So we need to ask ourselves, are our deeds, are my deeds accepted by Allah or not? This is the question. And this question, it revolves around and around and around. It becomes a mental illness for a person. Some people are very sensitive. And women, for example, are very sensitive. And there are other people who are sensitive. And sometimes they implement a deed for a purpose, reason, day and night. I want to make my Mawla Razi, happy, pleased. And some people have this niyyah from the beginning, that I want to make Allah happy with me. May Allah accept our deeds. And others are like me, just habitually, everyone's doing it. Okay, I'll do it, I'll copy them. And we'll just follow the crowd. But some people, some select individuals who, mashallah, want to attain something with the deeds. For example, we've come here. So we should definitely have a niyyah that Allah become happy with this dhikr I'm doing. The person who doesn't have the niyyah, make the niyyah now. Make the intention now. First sit or make your intention. Any amal you're about to do, any deed you're about to do, is that I am going to make Allah happy through this action of mine. If you don't have this niyyah, you will not succeed. If you have the intention to please Allah, then you will implement action with sincerity and muhabbat and love and with humbly. So the pious elders have said that minus everybody, eliminate everybody. If I do this, this will happen. That person will see this, it will happen, etc. Minus everybody, put everyone to zero. Allah, I'm doing this deed to make you happy. And I don't know if I'll get reward for this, but Allah, please be happy with my salah. So everybody make niyyah now, mashallah. Everybody make intention. If you're going to pray salah, make niyyah. Intention. Obviously, why are you going? No. When a person gives somebody tawfiq, capability to pray salah, the first intention he should make is, Allah, I want to make you happy with my salah. Forget the previous deeds. I did this much ibadah, I'm a worshipper, I'm pious. Put this all to the side. And say, Allah, I've come today, now, and you have allowed me to practice this action. Don't ask what I was before this. Allah, make this salah so good that you become happy with me, and so that you accept this salah from me. Yes? So each specific action. So, mashallah, Allah gave us Ramadan, He gave us the fast. We've done all of this. Now, has this all been accepted or not? Has it been? Is Allah Ta'ala happy with us due to these amal or not? And we're not thinking about this. We're not analyzing. Oh, we're happy, Ramadan came and went. But have we attained the objective or not? Sometimes people cry or they think back, I don't know. Oh, you know, I kept the fast. Were those fasts kept in the right way? Were they accepted by Allah? Has Allah Ta'ala accepted my deeds? And on top of that concern, there's a good desire to have this passion and concern. But shaitan, he spoils all good intentions. Shaitan is now free. Totally free. So he will try now that all the amal actions that this person implemented by during the time I was in prison, I'm not going to leave him. I'm going to make sure all those deeds go down the drain. This is the after effect of Ramadan, shaitan's game. What does he do? He says, their salah, the ibadah, I want to make sure all of this gets wiped away. And 2-3 days have passed and he's following his plan, his strategy. He wants to waste all of our deeds. He wants to make a person come to his knees. He says, I want to wipe away all his deeds from his record books. How can it be that these people are forgiven? Sat in Laylatul Qadr, etc. Oh, I'll see to them, says Shaitan. So with this jazba, with this negative jazba, with this negative desire, he always takes our situation to the negative side. Always Shaitan wants to change positive to negative with regards to us human beings. So this desire that we had, that every mu'min, he should make an intention before any deed. Any deed. If there's any deed under the sun that you're about to perform, if you don't make this intention or an intention before you do that deed, even a small amount of that intention, you should be very habitual that Allah, I'm doing this for your rada. That's it. There are two reasons for doing this. Takabbur, pride, and riya, showing off, both will be eliminated from your actions. Yes, I've opened big madrasas, alhamdulillah. I have so many students in front of me, they're being taught good kitabs. Good books. Never consider if somebody gives you the tawfiq in the morning, you get up in a Darul Uloom, in some institution, learning, etc. Doesn't matter who you are, how big you are, there's no one greater than Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first and foremost, we should be very solid and regular in this, that with before every breath we should say, Allah, I'm doing this action for your happiness and no other objective whatsoever. When I teach this hadith today, it's for your rada. When I do this action today, Allah, even if somebody asks you for water, then think, why am I giving him water to drink? Allah, you love this person, he's your servant, you like him. For your happiness, Allah, I'm serving this person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Very few people, we do this very seldom at all. That's why stated, Allah Ta'ala says that there are very few people who are grateful to me. This is the way to be a shakir, a unique style. That I have no need for anything else. I don't need recognition. I don't need any appreciation. I am happy, Allah, that if you accept this deed of mine and you are happy with it. So you're converting your energy into Allah Ta'ala's happiness and pleasure. Yes? So maybe this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. That people who do actions without niyyah, they're not grateful to me. They don't know why they're doing their actions. They're just doing it out of habit. Used to it. So now shaitan, coming away from Ramadan, he takes our positive thoughts and makes them into negative thoughts. He makes us feel down, I haven't got any amal, my deeds aren't accepted. He's got a tool. He's got a very strong tool and weapon that he uses. I'm just explaining to you the things that the pious elders told me and I've learnt. I'm sharing with you. Yes, mashallah, you know better than me. You have more knowledge than me. I'm trying to do away with my own weakness because we're in a dangerous situation. That maybe I've done some broken down, weak amal, and if shaitan takes those and runs away, then what will I do? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it right what I'm saying? Yes? I'm not wasting your time, am I? You following what I'm saying? Okay. So, what happens next? Shaitan has a very big trick or a ploy he uses to waste our deeds. So what does he do? What game does he play? He goes, your deeds, if they were to be accepted, you said I got Laylatul Qadr and I did this and that in Ramadan. You did many du'as. Allah, do this for me. Allah, may this happen. May I get married. May I get a house. Show me, have any of your du'as been accepted up till now? Shaitan, he whispers this. What du'a of yours has been accepted? Say Subhanallah. This is what shaitan does. He plays his tricks and his magic. How many people in front of me, people like me, like us, you sat down, you did dua in Laylatul Qadr, you dimmed the lights and you asked Allah for this. Now where are those duas that you asked Allah about? Yes, and you asked for this and that, and the same you are that you were before. Oh, and then the person starts thinking, Allah, he hasn't accepted my duas. My Laylatul Qadr was unsuccessful. What did I do? My salahs weren't successful. And with this game plan, with this trick, Allah Ta'ala dislikes that when the person starts thinking like this. That you are listening to shaitan, you've fallen into the trap of shaitan, you are following his waswasa, you've forgotten what I gave to you. That's why I'm saying to you brothers, they are minute points I'm telling you, but they are big, you can say, tricks and plans and techniques of shaitan when he takes someone from the heights and he drags them to the bottom. You've worked hard, me and you. Alhamdulillah, Allah has made us work hard. How did we dare to stay up all night long and pray Nafl Salah? Tell me, can you pray Taraweeh? Or can you do 20? We don't even do 17 rakah Isha. We take shortcuts out. This is not necessary. That's necessary. This is not necessary. That's not necessary. This is necessary. We don't have to do it. 2 plus 2 is 4. And Ramadan, whatever we got, no, I got to do it. Talawah, recitation, this many rakahs, this and that, more and more and more. But now, this is not necessary. That's not necessary. So, now we are all caught out. That there is somebody who's greedy. So what was the ajr, the reward in front of us? Because we want cash, cash, always. We did these actions and those actions, we won naqad. And in the night, Laylatul Qadr, we stayed awake, we did du'as, and now we are in deflated like a balloon that's popped. So there's, what's the answer to this? Is there an answer? So let's ask the pious predecessors. They will tell us the formula. First thing is that have our deeds been accepted or not? Then we'll come to the proof that Shaitan is presenting to us. He's giving dalil, isn't it? So give the answer to his dalil, to his proof, so that we can make him be quiet. Yes? So he can zip his mouth. Otherwise we'll go backwards in our practice. Oh yaar, I did so much ibadah and worship. I'm still upset. I've got problems. I've got issues. I've got difficulties. I've got worries. What's the point of doing everything I did? And out of shame, salah time, I don't feel like my previous salahs aren't accepted. What's the point of doing it now? And du'as, they weren't accepted. And that person's getting weaker and broken and weaker and broken. So Allah says that this is the basis we have for success. Is this the criteria for success? Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, Ramdullah Shaykhul Mushaykh Ajam Wal Arab, Shaykhul Hind, great Shaykh, more than 600 alim scholars of Indian subcontinent were bayah at his hands. Who were these ulama? A few we know, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah. The maqam, the level, he had 600 scholars. Mawlana Sahib sat here, maybe he'll tell me better, maybe more than that. I'm just giving you a hint. More than that, maybe? Yes? MashaAllah. And so many respected scholars, Shaykh al-Hind, Ajam wal-Arab, Shaykh of the people of the world, he focused towards them, he focused and paid attention to these students. And subhanAllah, many more, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, more than that, he gave them fares and blessings, the ocean of fares of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makira, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Yes, and a beautiful question and answer with regards to, we say that, oh, our deeds have not been accepted, etc. We're doubting, was Maradan accepted or not? Now we will realize. Totally will rise. Right now we will realize, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which matches with the hadith. Allah ta'ala stated, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated very concise and to the point from the hadith. There's a principle that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established for acceptance. Very simple, and that happens every day with us. And those people who are pure of heart, they are happy when they praise salah. Alhamdulillah, they say that my salah has been accepted. They follow this principle. Because they have yaqeen, certainty on the criteria that Allah ta'ala has presented to us. They're not afraid. They're not afraid. And what is that principle? Allah ta'ala give you tawfiq for fajr. Allah allowed me and you to pray fajr salah. You've prayed. Now you start worrying. That person thinks, the person who wants to meet Allah, yaar, I've prayed fajr. Has Allah accepted my fajr? Maybe I've made this mistake, or did I do the prostration correct? Did I do this mistake, this technical error? Because obviously the people who are traveling to the hereafter, they're asking, is this the final salah of my life? Did Allah accept it? Let's do dua that Allah allows us to become sensitive like this. So we think and analyze our deeds. Allahu Akbar. That, oh, we just do ibadah and we think it's guaranteed. No, we've practiced a beautiful and valuable amal that you prayed salah. Fajr salah that you prayed, I swear by Allah, it's greater than the whole world and what it contains. If you've come and stood in the first saf, a first row, and heard that takbir, and you've heard the imam's qiraat, wallahi, I swear by Allah, the whole world, thousands come, but they cannot compare to that salah, that one salah. I swear by Allah, I tell you this. This in the light of the hadith. Such a great deed. Such a great deed. How sad are those people, those men and women who leave that and they enjoy their lives without that, and they have hope, high hopes from Allah for a good hereafter. Allah Ta'ala, do we think that Allah Ta'ala has given us salah and the times of salah to be upset? This is Allah's immense, immense, immense grace and generosity to us and favors that He opens His doors of mercies from the morning for us, alhamdulillah. And he invites those who love him, that, oh, come to me, listen to my praise. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is being praised in Salah. Allah makes a gathering, a congregation, praise me in the morning, come to me empty hand, empty stomach, empty handed, just come, stand in the line, and a person leading you, he will praise me. He will praise me, and you keep on rejoicing, your heart should rejoice, your ruh should rejoice, your soul should rejoice, and be happy in the salah time. And that's one way of praying salah. And the other one, just bopping up and down, no intention, no niyyah, no link with Allah. Oh, ulama, what kind of salah is that? What desire does that person have? What rank will he have? Desire and passion is when a person comes. For example, if someone says, come, I invite you, this chicken, shami kebabs, biryani, food, rice, delicacies, and he smells it, and he imagines it, and he's happy, oh, I'm going to the feast, I'm going to enjoy myself. I can see the menu in my eyes, in my brain. So those who are ashiks of Allah, lovers of Allah, ashik Rabb, ashik Rasul, when the menu of salah comes, come, you're hungry, we're going to praise Allah, Allah is being praised, subhanAllah. Then the Quran is being recited. It's not a minor kitab, not artificial praise of Allah. Allah Himself has told us that come and praise me the way that I am telling you to praise me. What a great praise that must be, tell me. No power of the world can praise Allah. No power of the world. Only that person can praise Allah. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us. And we are doing that same practice of praising Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What a great verse. Rabbil Alameen. Maliki Yawmi Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. The person recites this from the heart. And he recites this surah. And if you blow on that person, then all of the evil forces go away. But you need to have a ruh for that. You need to have passion for that. You need to have deep-rooted love for that. You need to be happy for that. That I'm starting your praise Allah with the Quran. And I'm starting the salah Allah the same way that you started the Quran. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? So this is the understanding. So if we become like this, then tell me how much enjoyment we'd have at Fajr. What monkey knows, whose nose is sleeping, is tossing and turning, he doesn't get up, lazy, I'm trying, I'll try, I'll come tomorrow, the day after, I can't open my eyes. Allahu Akbar. And the person who gets the tawfiq to pray Fajr, but he's not satisfied, that is he accepted or not? Have I praised Allah enough? When Allah was, recitation was happening, Allah said that the imam will recite, he needs to recite, and you just need to listen. And if he implements his work, and if a qari, Allah says that I have a portion and give him the assignment, and the imam, and he's reciting, and you're not listening, you're sleeping, your thoughts are going somewhere else, and you're worried about your issues and problems, you haven't done the action for which I sent you, Allah says. Aha. Then Allah Ta'ala said, I sent you to the salah so you can listen to the Quran. Absorb it. Listen to it. Otherwise I tell you to read and recite. No. Allah said, I wanted the Imam, the Qari to recite and you should listen and rejoice and be happy. SubhanAllah. And this is how it absorbs such jahil people like us. The Quran comes into the heart. So those who have a good clean heart, who have ilm and knowledge, imagine and they have the jazbah, the passion that I'm telling you. They need to have that passion. Then ask them, what is their hal? Noor ala noor, subhanallah. Noorun ala noor. That's how the condition becomes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you enjoy what I'm saying? You don't? Okay, so this is praying Fajr. So we haven't even prayed yet and we're enjoying. So is this small Fajr? Will anyone leave Fajr? Put your hands up if you're going to leave Fajr. If you're going to leave Fajr, put your hands up. Yes, so do you understand? Listen to what I'm saying. I'm trying to see who's attentive. Yes, so study, put the hands up. As you thought I said, that put your hands up if you're going to pray Fajr. Concentrate on what I'm saying. Focus on what's saying. So the fikr which you say is my Fajr Salah been accepted? Now the principle is coming. Say Subhanallah. Say again Subhanallah. And again Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What praise of Allah is taking place here? Yes. And the people who are in love, Allah Ta'ala makes them praise Him. So now comes the question that I asked in the beginning. How do we know? I asked the doubts and questions. Has my Fajr been accepted? Is this a small thing? One Fajr, if one extra Fajr comes in my book of deeds, what maqam will I get in thereafter? I want it to be accepted so I can get Jannah. Yes, Allahu Akbar. that in the hereafter we realize one fajr. If a person gets one fajr extra than another person, then we cannot say that how much higher that person will be compared to the Allah will say, go, he's got one fajr extra and it's accepted. But we don't even know that if I get an extra fajr, what will I do with it? Will we ever leave salah? True promise? Sincere promise? Okay. This is enjoyment of salah, we should have it. So it should be first row congregation, Naqshbandi Jamaat with the Imam. The angels will be ashamed that where have these people come from? They're in the front row with the Imam. Where have these people with the Imamas? With the turbans come, in the heavens we're looking down at them. And where have they got? Allahu Akbar. This is a small thing we think? This is a minor action? Yes, you're feeling ashamed today of this. It's a burden, I get a headache, bring your mama. Let that time come, then we'll realize the value of this great, great crown. Allah Ta'ala, what price and value that Allah Ta'ala gave her in the dunya. Say Subhanallah. So it's not a drama, my friends, with regards to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Allah will say, those people with the bare heads come here, those who wore topis come here, caps, and with the imama, come close to my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come close to my Nabi. Why you follow those? Man nahabba sunnati fa man nahabbani. Allah Ta'ala announced that whoever loves the imama of my Prophet, not the people, he won't stand with those with the topi, the caps, he won't stand in the row of those who have were beheaded or wore ramals and sheets on the head. No, they will stand in the queue close to the Prophet. Will you wear imama or leave imama, tell me? This is not fard and wajib I'm talking about. What are we talking about? Ishq-e Mustafa, love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Will you wear imama? Inshallah. Or if you don't understand what I'm saying, then you'll be stood behind the people with the caps, the topi. Which rank do you want? Here we need to in the dunya make ranks. Stages, read Surah Waqia. How Allah Ta'ala mentioned the ranks. Awwaleen, akhireen, those in between. The people in the front, those at the back, those in the middle. Somebody will get a great reward. Somebody will get a hoor. Somebody will get the greatest maidens. Everybody will according to his status in the hereafter. But you won't get the reward of those who have the topis or those without the beards. Tell me. Tell me, will you wear imama? Or will you be ashamed of wearing the imama? Okay, fine. So keep wearing the topi and the caps and go with them. Maybe, not maybe, Allah says, it cannot be that darkness and light can be together. Isn't this in the Quran? Allah said, the person who has got basir, vision, can he be with that person in darkness? He cannot be a lover of Rasulullah. And he will stood behind those people who didn't even know what ishq was. What love was? Impossible. Why? For ishq, the first criteria, you have to take the scolding, you have to hear the swears, the mocking, you have to sacrifice your time and efforts, you have to leave the homes, you get turfed out of the homes, you get beaten with the sticks. A lot has to be left. And then a person can go say, the ishq says, I've accepted you. Then the ishq, the love says, I've accepted you, embraced you. The example has been given. That was a high grade example here. Very high grade example. But the ishq, the status of the ishq, the love, where did it take him? The Nabi is on the earth and he's hearing him in the heavens. As a Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah, was he a Sayyid? Was he related to Prophetism? Was he the highest Sahabi? He was a Ghulami Mustafa. He was a Ghulam. The worker, he's underneath the rank of Siddiq. But Bilal radiallahu anhu is going into Jannah first. Who will go first into Jannah? Who? Hazrat Bilal. Yeah, Nabi Sussam is behind him. He's in front. Why? Because subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala increases the strength so much that the maqam, the level of the khadim, the servant goes so high due to his sincerity that he becomes the guide who goes in first. Because he picked up the shoes, the slippers. Maybe in the status of the world he's behind. But no, he took the slippers and he's gone in front of everyone now. Thereafter, so where will Hazrat Bilal be? Yes, he will knock the door in Jannah. Why? My Habib is coming. Jannah, paradise, be ready. Subhanallah. And Habib is coming. Habibullah. And he's, Bilal is coming front. Then how? The Jamal will come after that. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu has to come yet. So what was this? Ishq, love. This was Bilali ishq, the love of Hazrat Bilal. Subhanallah, he was being burnt, melted, his sweat. Did he leave the deen? The fire that he was put, laid back, or his back was laid on it, and he said, Ahad, Allahu Akbar, Allah, Ahad, Allah is one. He was laid back on the fire, his skin was boiling, melting. And he said, I don't need the wrong actions. He said, Ahad Allah. So Fajr, when a person prays Fajr, Salah, and he's doubting, has my Fajr been accepted? What's the criterion for acceptance? If you have that feeling, that same energy and passion, if it brings you back again to dhuhr, then the announcement's made that that person who was given the tawfiq to come to Fajr Salah, that tawfiq, he was grateful that he has come back again at dhuhr time. Then Allah says, it's me who brought him, that I brought him because I liked his Fajr that he prayed in the morning. Allahu Akbar. If I didn't like his Fajr, just like he had the Qur'an, the way that with passion and desire he fulfilled the Fajr Salah, I accepted his Salah. And the sign of the acceptance of his Fajr Salah, Allah says, is that I call him back to my presence again at dhuhr time. And the person who's arrogant, he came to Fajr, who left dhuhr, then understand that he needs to regret Allah Ta'ala has not accepted his deed. There was a defect in his Fajr. There wasn't the right level of concern and fikr. That's why when you see someone comes Fajr, leaves Dhuhr, comes Dhuhr, leaves Asr. Someone comes Fajr, then comes just on Isha after that. All of these, there are people who are off tracks. Allah Ta'ala says, it cannot be the five times I invite you. A person, if his Fajr is accepted, he'll come Dhuhr. If his Dhuhr is accepted, if I like it, then he'll come Asr. If his Asr I like it, then he'll come to Maghrib. I'll call him to Maghrib. If I like his Maghrib, then I'll bring him to Isha. And the person who likes his Isha, then all night long I'll accept as his ibadah, as worship. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Fajr till Isha. When he sleeps, he's in the presence of Allah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Say again Subhanallah. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Do you enjoy? No? Is this a speech or a discussion? Tell me. This is a discussion. I don't like speeches. Forgive me. It's a discussion. Two-way communication. So now we understand the sign of acceptance. The person who's Fajr is accepted. The sign of acceptance. If Allah Ta'ala accepts and is happy, then only he will come Dhuhr. Otherwise he cannot come. Whoever's Dhuhr is accepted by Allah, only he will come Asr. No one else can come. Whoever is not coming, for that person is regret, remorse, deep shame. He should do istighfar. Allah, cry. Why Allah made a mistake? Please forgive me. Allah is merciful. Allah is merciful. Then Allah will give him mercy. Then Allah will call him to Asr. Allah will invite him. But that person who's totally rejected, Allah says, I won't call him for Asr. I won't call him to Maghrib, Allah says. Lazy, I don't feel like, oh, he's my son. He's weak. He doesn't need to pray Salah. Thousands of excuses come from our mouths. How can it be a father and mother? How can they be parents? They see their children. Allah Ta'ala has rejected that person. That person's rejected who sat in his bed, in his under his quilt, who sat at home. He's a rock hard. Those mother and father who see their children in front of their eyes. I cannot believe it. Rock hard. Rock hearts they have, those parents. Have you understood the formula now? Have you understood? Now we come to the real point. Has our Ramadan been accepted or not? We will realize right now. Is your Laylatul Qadr accepted? Is mine accepted? Is our staying awake in the night accepted? Was that just by that time? Now we'll realize the criterion is the same as the Quran and the Hadith we just discussed. If Ramadan after Ramadan has passed, those deeds that Allah gave us the ability to practice, if those deeds are being implemented with the same jazbah, then Allah Ta'ala announces, I accepted your Ramadan. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the sign if you take this badly, negatively, or if you like it, but this is the honest truth. Yes, it cannot be that person's Ramadan is accepted, he's got Laylatul Qadr, if his life after Ramadan is the same life that was before, broken down salah, broken down games, same trickery, etc. No, no. If Allah Ta'ala has given an opportunity in Ramadan, great nawafil, then at least keep hold of them, and our rank should be, the five times salah should be strong and 100% solid. Not this, you get up for tahajjud, that's a different darja, maqam, but I'm talking about the farsa, at least minimum, if a person five times a day, totally steadfast after Ramadan on the five times salah. Steadfast. At least he is embraced the five times salah. Then the announcements made by Allah that all your Ramadan and your deeds have been accepted. Laylatul Qadr you attained and achieved. Everything of yours has been accepted. Shaitan's waswasa is killed off, is eliminated. So experience this yourself. That are you now in this conundrum or not? If you're not, then Allah Ta'ala says, I guarantee you that if you have not maintained your practice after Ramadan, if you come back to your bad old ways, then what should those people do? That fault has come, just like one salah you left and you didn't get the next salah. If you've got wisdom and brain, you say, astaghfar, astaghfar, you'll cry. Repent, Allah. Allah, why am I not praying? Maybe you didn't accept my Ramadan. Allah, if I've made a mistake, forgive me. Ya Allah, why haven't I gone again to salah? What's happened? What's happened? Why am I late for salah? Why couldn't I go? I'll cry. My fajr hasn't been accepted. Then Allah gives His mercy and brings that person to us. So my brothers, if our Ramadan condition is this, after Ramadan, I'm not doing those deeds properly that I should, then look at one thing. That I'm not a kutub, I'm not a ghost. Allah Ta'ala gave us the ability. So if today, 5 times salah, if I'm reading properly, praying properly, then the great high status ibadah in the Ramadan, Allah will accept all of that as well, if I maintain the minimum after Ramadan. Will we do this, brothers? Yes, so I've told you the formula now, the criteria I'll see in the morning, who will come 5 times salah in jama'ah like he did in Ramadan. Yes, that if 5 times salah, you're steadfast, you're coming running to salah like you did in Ramadan, and due to sadqa fard, all those amal, Allah Ta'ala will accept that. Allah Ta'ala made you do nafal in Ramadan, Allah will accept that as well. Yeah, even if you can't get up to tahajjud, but the tahajjud of Ramadan is accepted. Even, for example, you did long recitation of Quran Ramadan, but you can't do that now. Allah will have accepted your recitation of Ramadan, because at least the basic minimum you've made steadfast, the 5 times salah you're praying in congregation in the masjid. So due to that, Allah will accept everything you do in Ramadan. Will you leave salah? Will you? Solid salah now? Solid, otherwise Ramadan's gone, wasted, and you get nothing for it. I'm telling you the waswasa of shaitan. The shaitan, which way are you going? What are you doing on my salah? If it was like this, I prayed salah. It can be that Allah Ta'ala is not going to accept it. Allah has made the law. Allah says that only that person will stop praying salah that we reject ourselves. That, for example, only that person's Ramadan will not be accepted who does not pray salah now, man or woman, after Ramadan. Only that person's salah will be rejected. Many women and men, I've seen their lives improve during and after Ramadan. I swear by Allah, there was something else before that. Even this Ramadan, when I see them, I'm surprised, shocked, that how subhanAllah has embraced this insan, this individual. I'm talking about this Ramadan, women, daughters, that Allah, you love your servants so much, your creation, they were so disobedient to you. You were unhappy with them, but they had you gave them the tawfiq, the ability to practice Ramadan is past, and their passion and desires is the same, their love is the same, ingrained in them, just like you gave to them in Ramadan. So their lives have improved for the better. Allah's rahmas are vast, infinite. I'm telling you the truth. That have we become like this? Have we become really strong? Did you pray Fajr Salah today? Did I pray? Oh, I prayed at home. What's home? Can there be Fajr at home? Is the home for Fajr? Home is for sleeping. Pray Nafl at home, not the Fard Salah. The hukum, Allah says, listen to my praise in the masjid. That person who I prepared, the imam, he's your leader in salah. You have to go listen to him. Will you come from tomorrow? Jummah, let me see how many people come, inshallah. And become people who are solid on salah. Your Ramadan will be accepted. When your Ramadan is accepted, Allah says, my sunnah ilahi. Listen to the sunnah of Allah. That when Allah says, I accept your Ramadan, then I allow you to come back again. I say guaranteed, inshallah, that even if you die, then Allah Ta'ala says that I'll give you Ramadan in Jannah. Subhanallah. You won't get a Ramadan in this earth, then you will have Ramadan with the angels and you'll break the fast in the hereafter. Here, you get broken, you know, people give you cold water or drinks, and there you will, from the hands of the hoors, the maidens of Jannah, get the goblets of beautiful mashroob and beautiful food, and the hoors will come to you, say that Allah's promise is about to be fulfilled. Your life was this short, but Allah Ta'ala said that if I accept his Ramadan, and the signs I've given of acceptance, if I accept his Ramadan, Allah says, I promise I'll give him Jannah, better than that, over and above that, more than the one given there. And this is my thought process. This is not a hadith. I'm just telling you my feelings and thoughts. Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? Yes, yes. It's just thoughts and things I'm sharing with you. So Allah Ta'ala says, the person who I like and I'm happy with, then I allow him, I give him more reward, and inshallah I'll give him more of the same after. So inshallah we'll get that benefit of Ramadan in the after. Do you want Ramadan again? Then this is the way. This is the way. Because Ramadan is about to come again. Isn't it? It's gone. Shawwal is gone. So there are 11 months left. Very simple method, Allah says. If you can't do anything, then at least do this, that 12 Qur'ans you need to complete. Alhamdulillah, every month, complete one Qur'an. 1 month, one Qur'an. Yes, so quickly Ramadan will come, that when you finish the 12th Qur'an, Ramadan will come, dun, I've come back. Subhanallah. How easy a formula, eh? That's it, just keep the count of 12. 12 Qur'ans you need to do khatam. One Qur'an each month, when does it finish? One Qur'an? When? In 1 month. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Yes. Have you forgotten what I'm saying? Ramadan's coming quickly. It's coming again. Just start now reading one Quran in Shawwal. Oh, finish one Quran. Okay, on to the second one next month. And then when the 11th one comes, when the 12th one comes, it finishes, you come back to Ramadan. Subhanallah. How quickly Ramadan will come back again, isn't it? So methods, I can tell you all the methods, but you need to listen and understand. I've got all the formulas, all the techniques, but you need to understand. Now the second whisper of shaitan, yes, and this is a great thought. And this is one way that shaitan traps someone. Okay, your Ramadan's accepted, but what did Allah give you? Where are your du'as gone? Shaitan says, what you are asking from Allah, has Allah given to you? Yes, Allah has not given to you. So why have you got yakin? Then listen to the answer to this one. When Ramadan is accepted, then everything in Ramadan is accepted. And Ramadan was a great month, a great name. A great name of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala introduces Ramadan in the Quran. What did Allah say? That this is the month of asking du'as, asking for du'as. In other words, the du'as are accepted in this month. The name of this month is the month of du'as. Also, that's the name of this month. So if the title of this month is the month of du'as, and then Allah Ta'ala accepts Ramadan, then will the du'as asked in Ramadan not be accepted? Say Subhanallah. Of course, if Allah Ramadan's accepted, Allah's given the signs of accepted, Allah says that you're coming, that for example, if Allah says you're coming here, no, take the shirt off, I don't want the shirt. But Allah says, no, I've accepted everything. If I've accepted you, then accept everything of you. If your Ramadan's accepted, your salah's accepted, your prostration's accepted, your du'as is accepted, your minutest of du'as is accepted. Shaitan comes, okay, where is your du'as then? You said that Allah want this gift. Where is it gone then, what you asked for? Then here's the answer to this. Allah Ta'ala says accepted. Then I swear by Allah who made the heavens and the earth, that is totally 100% accepted. So give the answer to Shaitan. How? I'll explain to you. That, oh you foolish people, shaitan, I'm asking from Allah, Allah give me a big house. I'm asking for this, aren't I? And if Allah Ta'ala accepts me, then Allah says, wait, you're my special servant now. Don't buy this house, there's danger in this. Allahu Akbar, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You're going to buy a house. And you come to me. Hazrat, I'm vibed about this house. What's your opinion? Do dua for me, istikhara, do istikhara for me. Why are you asking from that person? You have trust with that person, isn't it? He's a good person, he'll tell you a good answer. So we should trust Allah the most, shouldn't we? Whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, will it be right or wrong? Tell me. So that's the biggest point. The biggest trust is on Allah. So if we trust Allah, the servant of Allah, he would say such a big thing that what you said is totally correct. If you take mashwara from someone in the world, consultation, then will Allah Ta'ala, the Rabbul Alameen, not give us the right advice? So if you get advice from someone, say, no, 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 don't buy this house. You'll go, the roof will collapse. There are defects in the house. You'll have to spend on it, etc. And that person you ask for advice, he'll tell you the answer. So Allah Ta'ala, when we ask from Allah, Allah says, no, 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 I don't give this to you. I don't want to give this to you. So the servant thinks I haven't got from Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you greater compensation than that. That what? Tomorrow you're about to have an accident. And both your legs are going to be broken. And maybe your eyesight will go. So Allah Ta'ala says, that I will allow your dua to be accepted so you can be saved from those accidents that are about to come. So many things are diverted. Many times you think, that yaar, my car just got through. Like a hair's width. This happened to me a few times. I was going, traveling. With me happened, the car's right in front of me with the fadl wala right in front of me. Accident right in front of me. Question doesn't rise, accident. But somehow my car went out through a gap. I couldn't imagine it. What was this? This was my dua that was accepted. Allah Ta'ala diverted the accident. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you were very ill. You were about to become very ill. Your wife was about to have very bad times come to her. And we are totally weak, incapable. We have no strength or power. Allah says somebody was about to attack you. Or a severe illness was about to come to you. And your life was about to enter into a very difficult phase. But due to the acceptance of the dua that you asked from me, Allah says, now tell me, did you want the house or did you want the solution to your problems? If you got the house, then there was loss there as well. And here, this accident was in your destiny, your legs were to be broken, and you would have got a house that was not good for you. Allah says that, I'm happy, Allah, with whatever you decide. I've made the dua, but whatever you decide, I'm happy that. Is that your dua that's accepted or not? Tell me. The third thing, okay, fair enough. May this not occur, then there'll be another issue. Allah said that when you come to me, then all your eyes and mouth will open. When I give you the rewards, you'll say, Allah, what's this? Allah said, this is the dua that you asked for in the world, and I'm giving to you. This is the agenda that you did dua for. This is not due to your amal. This is not due to your deeds. It's due to your dua. I've not rejected your dua. Allah says, these are those people who will never be lose hope due to shaitan's attacks. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Whose iman is strong. That Allah, whatever you're doing is totally correct. Totally correct. Why? Because you are the greatest to give. You are the greatest to help. You are the greatest helper. You are the greatest giver. Whatever you give is the best. My asking can be wrong, but your giving can never be wrong. Subhanallah. So do you understand? Is the iman strong? Have the whispers of shaitan come out? So this means Ramadan is accepted, du'as are accepted, and accidents have gone, illnesses have gone, and Jannah has been attained. So what's the sign of this? Biggest sign is that every man who wants this, 5 times salah, 100% regular, person who becomes like this, alhamdulillah, then he can announce loudly that everything of my Ramadan has been accepted. And all the 5 odd nights of Laylatul Qadr have attained. Say it openly to people. Openly. Yes, nobody can reject what you're saying. That's how beneficial it is. Allah says, forget the illnesses. The illness that I ask Allah Ta'ala dua for, that's gone. Why is this? This is Allah's choice. Maybe Allah Ta'ala is diverting other things. Maybe totally I'm weak and ill. But Allah Ta'ala decided this for me. So a person whose Ramadan is accepted, whose salah becomes regular 100% after that, the rest of the year he feels that taste. The whole year he stays secure from the bigger calamities that we don't know were about to come. Yes, so has your Ramadan been accepted, brothers? It has been, hasn't it? For those people who 5 times salah, they come and pray in the masjid loudly, who pray in the masjid. Those women who pray salah and on time in their homes, on time. After that, if someone cries, my things are not accepted, he's a foolish person, he's a stupid person, he doesn't have trust and tawakkal in Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of you, brethren, the true love of Allah. And may we all have one objective. Allah, may you become happy with us. Ameen.
وزرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وإنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزمنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك إنما اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واجعلنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا إله إلا أنت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.